104.7 Triple M.
Hello, Adelaide.
No one knows Adelaide like these guys. Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Did you see where our Premier Stephen Marshall is talking about? In fact, he's already done it. He's written to the ACCC about other states stealing our RAT tests.
Yes.
Thousands have gone missing. We have a shortage by tens of thousands.
Mm-hmm.
And the suggestion is that Victoria and New South Wales have actually intervened and offered more money. And somehow
people are selling them to the highest bidder.
Yeah. And anyway, Dan Andrews has had to come out, the Victorian Premier, and deny it.
But
it's gone as high as the ACCC. Are we actually thieving from each other as states?
Well, they're desperate. They're desperate, aren't they?
Incredible.
The states are desperate.
You can't do that.
Starts with a Grand Prix and then no stopping them.
So, they're just desperate for them and paying more money. And I guess if you're the importer,
it's funny.
You're probably taking the cash.
Used to be like,
they're blaming the feds.
Drugs and liquor, and now it's rat tests and masks.
very 2022, isn't it?
So if a fella walks up to you now with a bum bag,
you want a rat?
Yeah, want a rat test?
Hey, baby. Come on, man, I just need one rat. Yeah. Scratching at his arm.
Just stick it straight up your nose.
There you go. That's what's going on.
Righto. What happened with Naomi Osaka?
This is interesting for me. At the tennis, Naomi Osaka is the defending champion at the Australian Open. And she admitted last night that this fella is one of her main inspirations.
I watched Kyrgios match last night. And I honestly, now I'm feeling like it's not an Australian Open if you don't watch a night match of Kyrgios on John Kane. Like, this guy is literally always on that court. It was really nice to see him back and, like, having the crowd so hyped up.
She went on to say that he is one of her inspirations. Can you believe that?
Working for his PR team.
Yeah.
Pumping him out.
Yeah. She must be only looking at the first round. He doesn't usually last much longer than that. When does he play again?
Tonight.
He's up against
Medvedev. So Naomi will be watching tonight. He's up against the second seed.
That'll be a big test for him for sure.
Yep.
Hey, Adelaide could have a new tallest building. We could be growing up there, a little CBD.
Really?
Yes. We've got a couple of buildings like the Westpac building and stuff like that, around 132, 135 metres at the moment. They're talking about 180 metre building.
Oh,
so,
hang on. No one's told the North Adelaide residents.
Oh, no.
Wait.
I don't know if they have a say in the CBD.
Wait till they get old.
Adelaide City Council.
Wait till they get old.
They've got the Adelaide City Council to worry about there.
Barbara will be in touch.
55 stories, apartments, hotels, restaurants on the corner of Flinders Street and Pulteney Street.
Does Anne Moran know?
Yes, she's very happy.
Right.
Yeah, so there you go. We could be growing up.
Oh, and a COVID mask. This is interesting. That is like the Fitbit for the face, they're saying. It can detect leaks, so air leaks getting in and out, diagnose COVID on the spot.
Air leaks?
It will have motion sensors. They started production in 2020 and they thought, is it going to be worth doing? Because we don't know if the pandemic's going to last. But now they're glad that they've invested in it. So
I need a pair of jocks like that.
Mm. Oh, bloody hell.
So what? It'll tell you if it's got COVID?
Yeah, so if you're a nurse and you're working a 12-hour shift, it'll let you know if it's come loose, if there's too much air getting in and out, and it'll be able to detect COVID in the air that's getting too close to you.
Right.
And
talk to you?
COVID alert.
Okay.
Coffee you breath alert.
You could be the voice that
yeah,
does all
well,
the...
You could be the Siri of the mask.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Masky.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it.
You gotta talk like Spurrier, though.
Oh, no.
COVID alert.
Do not come near me. You
do not breathe in.
COVID.
There you go. That's what's making news overnight.
A slab of Triple M beer on the way.
Big discussion, you know, in our family at the moment. I have shared with you that we're about to have our first grandchild.
Yes.
So yeah.
Very excited.
Very excited.
Grandpa.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. What should I be called?
Oh.
So I've gone with Poppy.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm going to be Poppy. Now, I think Grandpa.
Is that like Daddy?
I'm not trying to suggest
like
I'm
Daddy?
Not old, but Grandpa does sound. I think Grandpas are like 85, 90. You know, I really do.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Poppy. Or
but you're
Pop.
And Poppy Pop. Makes you sound 55.
It does. Yeah. Bit younger. Anyway, yesterday I ran into one of the great idiots that you'll ever meet in your life, Wayne Phillips.
Right.
Flipper.
Yes.
I say that as a term of endearment. We love Flipper. He is
one of the
funniest blokes
idiots.
I've ever met. Now, saw him and his wife Janine at the Oakbank races. Anyway, talking about grandkids, he's got five.
Yep.
I said, what are you called? He said, Ted. He's called Ted.
Right. What does that stand
and
for?
I said, how on earth can you be Ted? Because he is a bit quirky. He's a bit different. He said, well, he said, when my first daughter came and said she was pregnant, he said, I was excited. I said, oh, yeah, fair enough. He said, then the baby came along. Yeah, it was a big story. He went on and on. He said, then the baby came along. We had to wait up all night through labor. And he said, then I was exhausted.
Oh, no.
And on and on it went.
Was
and
he was exhausted.
Was he tired?
And then he said, now we got 5 grandkids and we've just had Christmas and now I'm financially Ted. And anyway, it just went on and on. So his kids call him Ted. I thought it was very cute.
Yeah, Ted. Very nice. I'd rather Ted. Yeah. I think it. Ted's good. Better than Flipper.
Yeah.
Well, imagine your grandkids.
Can we go around to Flippers?
The most enduring mullet in the entire universe.
Has he still got it?
Yeah, still
got it. Well, I think the old mullet wearers actually have groomed him a bit too.
Yeah, they
and
are.
He really puts a bit of work in.
Oh, of course they, yeah, anyway, they should, because they've gone through the tough times.
Tom, Poppy.
And now they're back in fashion again.
They waited for this moment for a long time.
Yeah, I want you to come up with the Ted version of
the
Ditz.
The Ted version. Yeah, yeah. I know, it's made me think
you're
all
not
night.
A Poppy Ditz.
Yeah, I've got to come up with something as clever as Flipper
you're
did.
You're too hard for Poppy.
Righto. Yeah. Righto.
All right.
Very late in the show yesterday, we decided to take some calls on our partner's most annoying habits.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, did we dig some gold out of our listeners? There was a couple of absolute beauties. Have a listen to them.
He has the remote control as his arm extension.
Okay, yep.
Right.
So the control, yeah.
He runs the TV, does he?
No, you wouldn't believe it. She still picks her nose and eats it.
No.
Oh, yes.
No way.
How old is she?
No.
Yeah, 36.
Well, mate, you know, you're out working hard all day. You come home, having a shower, get yourself clean. She likes to come in and do number twos in the toilet.
Oh, see, don't you like the fact she's comfortable within herself to do it in front of you?
That's fine, but I don't want to smell shit while I'm cleaning myself.
She'll take the towels down to do the laundry, but then only get one back for herself. Won't get anyone else, the kids or myself.
Oh, that's shocking. Thank you.
Very selfish, that lady.
Yeah, just as a
follow-up.
Doing
the laundry for the family, needs to clean herself because she's so sweaty from all the hard work, and he goes, with my towel. God.
As a anyway. Follow-up, we actually rang those people back yesterday and said, we want to get you on today. Yeah. And the fellow whose missus comes in while he's having a shower has actually reported back. He's gone, no way. He said, I'm sleeping in the doghouse tonight after <play.">
So, and the other one asked, but her mouth was full of boogie, so he couldn't hear what she said.
Yeah, she right. So we did busy. One. We wanted to try and we wanted to get those women on this morning, but they've refused.
I'm taking Triple M off the dial.
I'm going to get her tomorrow morning to help me pick a winner for the races.
Yeah, good
boy. Triple M breakfast with Blue Dits and Lies.
What a goal!
Overnight sports.
Ash Barty through to the third round of the Australian Open after beating Lucia Bronzetti in straight sets. She did it easily. I think it's right in saying, isn't it, that we all love Ash Barty. I just love everything about her.
She's a delight.
The way she conducts herself and everything about her.
The Barty Palmy, have you tried that?
Under an hour, though.
Yeah. It's second time around.
The difference.
So she's on track to beat Naomi Osaka in the fourth round. That'll be a big clash if it happens. Nick Kyrgios is on centre court tonight, Rod Laver Arena against Daniel Medvedev, who's the second seed. Now, Kyrgios has actually beaten him twice previously, so this will be a big, big clash. The whole of Australia will watch this tonight.
Well, the win in five will get done in straight sets.
Yep, John Millman's out. Alex Vukic is also out, so a couple of young Aussies got beaten. Rue, talking footy, Collingwood's confirmed Scott Pendlebury will be the captain again.
Just for a record 9th season. Yep. That is incredible to be a captain for that long. But he's a true professional. He just keeps on keeping on. Still in there. I think he was in the top 3 of their best and fairest again last year. So
yep.
Good
he's
on
a
him.
Superstar. Now, let's talk Port Adelaide for a moment. New midfield coach Brett Montgomery is quite excited about the young talent they've got.
Some young talent that hasn't had the looks that perhaps they've deserved in Miles Bergman. Jackson Mead, for sure. Jed McAtee's another one that might get some time as well. And then some newer players as well that we got into the club, like Josh Finns.
Now, of course, that's on the back of. They think Rosie will go into the midfield this year.
Butters will be fitter.
Butters will be fitter. So, talking about a lot of the young players there that could rotate through. Let's talk cricket. The Rush Hour, as we all know, returned yesterday afternoon. It was a great show. 4-6, Monday to Friday here on Triple M. And they had former England captain Michael Vaughan on the show.
from the first test match to the last, they just didn't get everything right. They got selection wrong. They got the basics wrong with the no balls catching. Preparation was obviously not great, so you have to give them an excuse for that. But they just seem to throw the towel in, and that's disappointing. When you see a lack of fight, you know there's problems within the camp.
Bernie Jarzembori back again at 4 o'clock this afternoon. But, that's a slash your wrist.
Big rap for his nation, isn't it?
That's right. Mm. Tell us about Glenn Maxwell, Roo.
Well, I got home from the anniversary dinner last night and watched a bit of Big Bash. Now, Glenn Maxwell, who's one of the best T20 players in the world and for Australia, hit a record innings last night. He hit 154 off 64 balls. So that's 2.5 runs per ball he faced for the Melbourne Stars. And they also, the Stars, made a record 273 run innings after 20 overs as well. Also, Marcus Stoinis, he had 70-something off 20-something. So they just smashed him around. It was like watching A-graders v. kids. Mm. And this was up against the Hurricanes, who are a pretty good side, aren't they?
Yes, yep, for sure, yeah. Now, that's our look at sport. And in a moment, Loz, you and I want to delve into the romance that took place last night. It was the anniversary dinner for the Ricciutos.
Yeah.
And there's a little insight in it. You get home from dinner and Roo says, I just watched the T20 cricket event.
Yeah,
I just watched the Big Bash.
Big Bash.
Yeah.
After an anniversary.
I said, just go and get yourself ready. Oh. I'll just watch it.
Slip into something.
More about Roo's anniversary dinner coming up next. Well, he did let us know, Loz, yesterday morning. 14 years of wedded bliss with the lucky Sarah.
Lucky Mark.
And he said, take her out tonight, took her out for dinner to a beautiful restaurant. And I thought, how romantic. And I'm sure you did too, Loz, didn't you?
I did. I thought that was lovely, you know. Yeah. And you spent a few weeks away with the kids, so it would be nice to just have some alone time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So at about 9 o'clock last night, the photo comes through on WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
And I see Sarah and Roo sitting at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 kids.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
You know, I asked her, I said, darling, would you like to go out just together or would you like to take the kids? And she didn't even hesitate.
How does she answer that question? She's in a no-win position. You are just meant to say,
no.
Darling, I'm giving you a night off from the kids. I'm taking it all.
This is where you're wrong. This is 2022. Did she ask your wife what she wants?
No.
I don't bully her around and just...
It's not bullying. It's being nice and romantic.
I would have preferred it. Don't worry. For lots of different reasons. But she said, no, let's take the kids. So...
actually told me the main reason before.
Oh, bullshit.
What is it?
He said, then I got the bill. He said, bloody expensive taking 6 kids. So that was all. Let's cut to the chase. It was all about the bill, Loz.
Yeah, okay.
Don't exaggerate, please.
So where did you go? Can you name drop?
Yeah, I can name drop. I went to a little Italian restaurant on called Parisi's.
Beautiful, was it
which
good?
Which is a family friend.
Yeah.
And beautiful food.
Family friend, that means mates, right?
Yeah.
Righto.
Italian's a family friend.
Are you going to pay for the waitress's counselling after having to wait on the family?
So surely, Ruth, Sarah would have enjoyed a night, just and her.
We're family orientated. We always do everything with the kids. Yeah. But I told him on the way home, that won't be happening next year because they're a pain in the ass. We didn't take him out.
So anyway, you get home and then Sarah probably thinks, oh, now's our chance, our bit of romance.
There we go.
And you go, hang on, love, Glenn Maxwell's on fire.
Hang on, he's just
playing,
hit a record
against
innings.
The Renegades. Hang on. 150, and surely even she appreciated that. 150 off 64
balls.
Like
most women,
loves
cricket.
She loves it, yeah.
She was heard to say, hey, this is the highest one day, T20 score of all time. Yeah.
Let's just say Glenn Maxwell wasn't the only bloke who had a 6 last night.
Yay! Right. 6 seconds?
Don't exaggerate, Loz.
Celebrities.
Kim Kardashian is back on the dating scene.
Influencers.
Instagram, Triple M Adelaide page, whatever that means.
He's got his ear to the ground.
Got a bit of celebrity news for you.
It's time for Chris Dittmar's...
OMG!
Celebrity News.
Okay, strap yourselves in. I'm going to start off with one of the world's biggest, greatest rock and roll bands. Bono confesses he hates U2's band name and some of their music. Bono, that makes two of us.
God damn.
He's come out and said that a lot of their early music he's embarrassed by.
Oh,
come on, Bono.
Yeah, they've sold 175 million records worldwide, which a lot of you probably know. So, some people like their music, don't they?
175. Where would that sit on the list of all-time?
It'd be top 10.
It's up there.
Easy.
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah. My auntie
get back to us on
him.
That, Haydo.
My auntie kissed Bono in the 80s.
Is that right? I know an Adelaide girl that kissed him as well. I won't name her because all of her friends will. But I know a girl that lives in Adelaide.
But he gets around a bit.
Passed him, yeah. So your auntie.
Yeah,
she was
a nurse working in Ethiopia, World Vision, back in the day.
Oh, of course, because he would have been over there saving the millions.
He was. He came over.
Sticking his tongue in him at the same time.
She'd never heard of you two. Just thought he was some bloke and then came home. No, she hadn't. She was over in Africa for years working, really attractive and gorgeous, and came home and said, oh, I think I'd patch that guy. Anyway, she probably won't want me to tell that story.
Bono loves Africa, doesn't he?
Every time I clap my hand.
She was just over there for the nurses.
That's right.
I kiss a girl in Africa.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, let's move on. This lady's birthday today. Now, 76 today, Dolly. Do you know, she's also sold over 100 million
albums. What a champion. Wow.
Dolly Parton.
I love Dolly Parton.
You remind me of Dolly Parton.
Really?
Yeah, you do.
What is it? Oh,
Go on. No, you're talented. You can sing, you know, accent.
Yeah.
Do you know what her real name is?
What is it?
Dolly Parton. Just thought I'd tell you. No, it is. It is.
Oh, good luck.
Always look up, you know, what were they? Because I thought Dolly Parton stage name. No, that's actually a real name. So no imagination there whatsoever.
Nah.
Dolly just went
love
with Dolly.
Dolly.
Yeah. Hey, this seems to come out every year now. I really felt for this bloke because we love him incredibly. We love him dearly. Billy Brownless.
Oh, yeah.
They've released today in the Melbourne Press the Christmas shots of the Brownless and the Lyon families together on Christmas Day. And when I've seen, this has come out over the last couple of years, I always feel for Billy because of what he went through. And I think, what a man to be able to smile and sit there and enjoy Christmas lunch, have your turkey with Gary sitting across the table and all the kids around. And why are you smirking?
Because there's something wrong about it. I applaud him like you do.
Yep.
And he's Gary and Gary's, are they married yet? Gary and Billy's
Nikki,
ex-wife?
Don't
Nikki.
Know.
But
it wouldn't be easy, would it? It wouldn't be easy.
Oh, it'd be horrible because if I was Bill, I'd be staring at Gary thinking what he was doing all the time.
And the kids have to endure it too. Obviously, they're all grown-up kids now and they're sitting at the table just trying to, they've just got to lap it up, don't they?
But what's the alternative? You're grumpy and divided and unhappy and that's not going to solve anything.
But I think about as a kid how protective you'd be over your dad, Billy, and how angry you'd be. You'd have so much rage on behalf of them to have to, you're right, surely there's been some sort of family counselling because there's just no way you could get
you
over it.
Do the dirty.
But they seem to, each Christmas now, put these photos out there, don't they?
Good on them.
Good on them.
So well done.
Amazing.
Setting the tone for the
And just
community.
Finally, are you familiar with Elizabeth Marie Chevalier by any chance, Loz?
I am not.
Okay, one of the world's leading models. She's 27 years of age.
Okay.
And this goes into that file that we started before Christmas, things I will never, ever say in my lifetime. Mm. Guys are scared of me because I'm so beautiful. Things I will never say in my life is that girls are intimidated by me because I'm so good looking. No. Yeah, so she says she can't date anybody because, I am so beautiful. She says, I'm 5'10", I'm beautiful, and I have a very intense personality.
Well, she's honest.
Lacks confidence.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, that's our celebrity gossip for today.
And it's never really been a dog person because my dog got run over when I was about five up on the fruit block.
Ouch.
Lucky, wasn't that lucky when it got run over by a car.
So you were traumatised and didn't want another one?
No, not really.
Oh, poor.
So never really been into the dogs much. But anyway, the kids get the better of you and trip over to Tim Vince, the Triple M farmer. Yep. When you got six pups running around and you got six kids, you end up coming home with a border collie.
Yep.
So I've got a dog and I'm falling in love with old Sunny, and she's a good dog. But there's a good article in the paper today about what your dog says about you, and it is funny how sometimes people just look and act like their dog, or sometimes they are totally different. Good article written here in the Advertiser about the characteristics of dogs, like a rescue greyhound. People who think they have a heart of gold but really got him because he sleeps 22 hours a day, like them. People who've got Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, they actually wanted a cat, but ended up getting one of those. A bitzer, like a rescue dog. You're a practical person whose furniture comes from people's hard rubbish. I've got a mate like that. What else we got? A French bulldog. Loves lattes and posting on Instagram, so does the owner.
Plays for the AFL.
Yeah, AFL. And a bull terrier when the old owner looks like their dog cliche there.
Yeah, I find as well people are trying to be so clever in this day and age, like cavoodle.
Yeah.
How many different things can we put together and come up with a new word or a new name? And people, and you go, what sort of dog have you got? And they come up with this spinoodle or something.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, clever. Hadn't thought of that before.
Cock-a-doodle-doos.
That's it, yeah. They, don't you think there is like this sort of competition going at the moment?
Yeah, how weird can we get with the crossbreed?
How much you can pay for a dog.
I haven't just got a Labrador. I've got to come up with something really, really clever and put three names together.
I don't know if I'm just making this up, but I think I saw something the other day. It was a Chihuahua and a Husky, and it was a Chusky.
No.
And I just thought, what? How do they breed? Like, what? Chihuahuas are tiny.
You'd have to hold it up, wouldn't you?
Oh, well, maybe. Perverse.
Put it on a stool.
What about this one? A Shibu Inu. You thought you were ordering the next cryptocurrency.
Yeah, that's right.
Ended up with a dog.
Do we want some people to ring in about their dogs? Are you like your dog or are you the opposite? Mm.
Are you
your
a
bikey
with a little, you know, Pomeranian?
that happens. You see big blokes cruising along with a little fluffy dog.
Yeah. Or do you have a dog that sort of screams you?
Right.
You know, we're asking the question about your dog. Is it off-brand or on-brand for you? In other words, are you the, you know, leader of the Hell's Angels, but you've got a little poodle or something, you know? Yeah. Is it off-brand?
Yes. Let's go to McLaren Vale. Matt, tell us about you and your dog.
Yeah, you go, man. Yeah, I've got, well, if it was up to me, I would have had Rottweilers.
Yeah.
Right.
But we've settled for the Labrador, and we've got like a little Jack Russell Fox Terrier as well.
Oh, you got Lee Quinella, you got two dogs.
Yeah, so I'm actually out walking them now.
All right, so you got, what do you got, a Lab and a Jack Russell?
Yeah, I rang up.
So when you walk them, one's got real long legs and one's got very short legs.
That's unfair.
How do you do that?
Yeah, one's off the lead, one's on the lead.
Oh, there you go.
which one?
The reason why I wasn't allowed to have a Rottweiler is my missus reckons their turds are too big.
Yeah, they are, because I lived in a house with two of them and a lot of pooper scoopering in that joint.
Yeah, you forget about
And I
about
definitely turds. Believe that people are like their dogs, or most of the time a lot of them are. Mm.
So you're the Rottweiler in the family, and what's your wife?
She's the little Jack Russell. Oh, no, that's probably my son.
Okay.
She's the Lab.
Little lappy, little yappy yapper. Thing. Right, good on you, Matt. Thanks for that. More calls in just, I can tell you, coming up, Rodney and the Chook. We've got Rodney on the line again. He's coming
Rodney.
Back in a moment.
What's Rodney? What do you reckon Rodney's got?
Oh, it's a mongrel. It's just a bit of... he's out of...
No, he's out. You can't say
that. Well, he's out in the northern suburbs. I'm not stereotyping people.
Yes, you are.
He's got a little mongrel. No, he's got a little... He just got it from the pound and it's...
I reckon he's got a really smart dog, Rodney.
Oh. Does your personality match your dog's?
I have a friend who, she's a tiny thing. She's probably like 5 foot nothing, and she has a massive Great Dane. Oh. And her and the dog, she could ride it to work. She could saddle it up and ride it to work. And it's the funniest thing ever. Yeah. We've got Kay on the line from Anglevale. Good morning, Kay.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, really good. Now, do you match your dog? Is your dog on brand with you as a person?
Pretty much. So not only is she a little sweetie and we sleep a lot. But when I rescued her, they told me she had to get her kneecaps fixed and I've got bad knees as well. So we both really can't run.
So you know what she's going through.
This is a match made in heaven.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So do you... Ice up your knees together. And...
We pretty much do. After a walk, we need to rest.
When you say you pretty much do, what do you actually do?
Well, we'll probably rest up and sleep and lay our knees, have a bit of a break.
Have a cuddle on the couch?
Aww.
Yeah, pretty much.
What breed is it?
She's a little Tenterfield Terrier, so like a Jack Russell.
Yeah, cute. Oh, yeah. Very cute. Mm. And how old is she?
Little knees.
Oh. Apparently she's six.
Apparently.
Yeah. Six, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how they work it out.
42, isn't it? 7 years in dog years, is that what they say?
7, 6 is 42, yep.
But they don't know when it was born because it's a rescue dog.
Because I always say to my wife, in dog beers, I've only had one.
That's very good.
All right, good on you, Kay. Let's head up to the Riverland, one of the best places in the world. Loxton, g'day, Pete.
Morning, guys. How you going?
You like your dog, are you?
I am. I got a boxer and we're both really good looking. We're house trained and none of us are any good at golf.
So you do match. That's great. Good on you, Peter.
You like getting off the lead a bit, do you, Pete?
Oh, yeah, I'm notorious for it.
What about the dog?
Hey, Pete, now, I don't like to brag about my golf, as you know, but it does say in the intro I'm a B-grade golf champion. But yeah. I went to Loxton recently, Pete, and I did actually win a prize, and it's a voucher on the bar. So please enjoy it, because I won't be getting up there to enjoy it.
Oh. Ditch, you beat me by one Stableford point.
Did I? On that day?
On that day.
There you go. Well, yep. Enjoy it. Tell, what's her name behind the bar? Tell her you can have my voucher, all right?
Yeah, wow. Donna.
Donna. Donna, there you go. Donna.
All of a sudden, there's 900 Peters in Loxton.
Yeah. Good on you, Pete. Thanks for your call, buddy. Ringing any time from the Riverland. Hang on. Rodney's back.
Hang on.
Rodney and the Chook.
How you going?
How are we, man?
Rodney and the Chook.
Catch them every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Except Chook takes Mondays off.
Half the crew doesn't work on a Monday.
And Rod takes Fridays off.
Tuesday and Thursday off.
Rodney and the Chook.
Rodney, the man himself. He's growing in popularity every single time he comes on Triple M. Live from Elizabeth Grove. G'day, Rodney.
How are we, boys and girls?
Oh, good,
fantastic.
Rod.
Tell us, are you like your dog, Rodney, or...?
Well, I've had four of the same breed, an English Staffy, red English Staffies.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful with kids. Staffies.
There was Duchess, because I called her that because she was better looking than Lady Di.
Then
we had Bonnie and Clyde. Clyde was a good watchdog. He'd watch you take everything. Now we got Gypsy.
Right.
Why Gypsy?
That's what name we come up with.
She just roams around a bit.
Good on, Rodney. You'd be a bit of a gypsy, Rodney.
Yeah, coast to coast. And how old?
Nomad at one stage.
How old's Gypsy now? How long have you had her or him?
Gypsy's nearly three.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Clyde, we had for 16 years.
Oh, good innings.
That's great.
Having four dogs the same breed, that's commitment. You know, it is. You don't think you can do any better there, Rodney.
Nah, all the same colour, all red Staffies.
Oh, wow. Very cute.
All right. Your cars the same colour and same make and everything, or you tried different cars?
No. I tried different cars.
Yeah.
What about your girlfriend?
Yeah. 32 years.
Oh,
really?
Oh, beautiful.
What's your wife's name?
Gloria.
And your girlfriend?
Gypsy.
All right, Rodney.
Good on you, Rodney.
Good on you, Rodney.
Excuse me.
Have you heard?
Have you heard?
The rumour mill.
I had a rumour a couple of days ago. In fact, it was fact that the AFL have done a big sponsorship. Cryptocurrency. The AFL has just done a massive sponsorship, a 5-year sponsorship for $75 million, $15 million a year sponsorship.
Ow.
You haven't heard the end of it.
Well, what do you mean?
There's more to come.
More cash.
More deals.
More God, deals.
That's a plum tickler.
Mm.
Really?
Well, I'm into plum tickling.
Right.
In the rumour segment.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. That was Monday morning. You've got more on this.
Well, the Crypto Crows are going to be announcing something later on today.
Hang on. The Crypto Crows.
Not the Camry Crows. There'll be something announced later on with cryptocurrency.
Oh! You're joking.
That's what I'm hearing.
How much?
Oh, in the millions.
So a big sponsorship deal.
Multi-year, I think.
Really?
How long has this been in the works?
A little while. Sponsorships take a little while to come to fruition.
So does this mean you're not being sponsored with real money? You're being sponsored with crypto money?
Well, it's something.
Well, I don't know the details. All that'll be revealed later on. So I'm just a bit of plum tickling there. But interesting. Do you know that there's more women than men than invest in crypto?
Is there really?
Wouldn't think that, would you?
No.
53% of people who invest in crypto are female.
Okay.
That's interesting.
So
I have been listening to podcasts to try and just understand what the hell it is.
Oh, yeah.
Because it goes way over my head.
Well, we said the other day that with crypto.com. They were the ones that did the sponsorship with the AFL.
Yep.
That they're in UFC, soccer, yep. Basketball.
And that's worldwide.
Ice hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's big money.
In all the very, very big sports. Did I say UFC? I said that. Yep. Did I? Yep. Formula One
yep.
is into that as well.
NBA.
They've sponsored that the stadium over there.
Staples Centers now.
They are going very, very hard at getting their names out mm-hmm. for different crypto exchanges and things like that. So all watch right. this space later today.
Have you guys personally invested in crypto?
Oh, $100. Just because, right. like you, I actually, do you know why I did it? Because I wanted to try and understand it.
Yeah.
And I still don't understand. I've got no idea.
$100.
And it goes up and it goes down. And
1 millionth yeah, of a Bitcoin.
Yep. Yeah. So, I thought I'd try and learn, but I don't know. Yeah. Mm. How did you go with it, Roo?
Oh, I haven't got any money in it, no. but don't read anything into that.
Yeah.
I'm usually into everything that's yeah. slightly dodgy.
All right, so look out for a new announcement by the Adelaide Crows.
Yeah, it might happen later today.
Hell yeah.
We're talking about the little girl who has lost her life, little 9-year-old Charlize, whose stepfather is now on murder charges and behind bars after being taken away from her mother an extremely sad ending. The bloke's apparently driven the dead body around in the bottom of his boat for 5 hours. He's bought several bags of sand from Bunnings, a barrel, and trying to work out what to do with this body. It's a horrendous, horrendous story to start 2022.
And just remember, prior to Christmas, we had the terrible situation in Western Australia where, luckily, magnificently, the little girl was found. Mm. But that wasn't that just a frightening story? Yeah, that grabbed the entire nation as well.
Mm.
As a parent, it just confirms your thinking at times about how to parent your kids, I guess. I've got kids of all different ages, from 5, 8, 10, 11, 13 and 15. And at certain stages throughout that age, you've got to let them have a little bit of rope. You've got to let them go riding in the streets. Mm. You've got to let them go around to mates' houses. You've got to go and let them go and have sleepovers at friends' houses. You've got to let them do different things, walk to school, have a phone, go out to a restaurant for lunch, or go out to, you know, walk down the parade or walk into the city. All these things are decisions you make as a parent. Mm. And every time you make those decisions, you've got to try and analyse the risk involved in it. You don't want to be a helicopter parent. You don't want to be a parent that's too casual. You don't want to, protect them too much. You want to get out and enjoy their life, but also minimise the risk of an accident or, you know, something bad happening.
Can I cut to the chase, Roo? Right now today's a hot day, beautiful day. So later on tonight, let's say three of your smaller boys say, "Dad, we're going on the bikes. We're just going to take off around the suburb." What's your reaction to that?
Well, so we, I let the 11-year-old and the 13-year-old go. Sophie's 15. She can, you know, she can go around and do stuff as long as we know where, you know, she is. Mm-hmm. Rocco's 8. He tags along every now and then to ride just down the road to a mate's house, as long as we know he's not allowed to cross, you know, too many big roads.
So he's 8 years old. Allowed to take off? Is he on his bike?
Not free range, but down to, if he goes to a mate's joint if he's with an older brother, mm-hmm. he can do that as long as they take control of it. But yeah, I explained to little Rosie, who's 10, that what happened with this 9-year-old, just so she knows it does happen.
You had a discussion about it?
I did. I said, because they want to do everything and they get absolutely annoyed when you stop them.
And what was her reaction to that?
She started crying.
Did she?
Oh, poor thing.
Now, that's not ideal, but what am I do as a parent? Do I say you're perfectly safe, you do everything you want out in society and nothing will ever happen?
Now,
or aware of people out there? There are crazy people that will do this sort of stuff.
Nick's 13. Would you be comfortable with her and Nick taking off down to the playground or...?
Yeah, I've got to know about it, and you know they just can't do anything they want. But it's one of those things. I've got, you know, daughter going to start doing babysitting at night. Do you check the parents out of the kids? Mm. You know, when they have sleepovers,
do you vet the parents?
Yeah, I will, and I do. Having sleepovers at friends' houses, how do I know dad's not nuts?
Yeah.
You know, or mum. Like they should do when they sleep at my joint, check us out.
Yeah.
Vice versa. So it's just an interesting world. Now, back when we were younger, There were people murdering kids then, and there were pedophiles back then.
You know, we had no rules. Honestly, I look back and think how free it was. But we rode our bikes till dark. We played footy and cricket every night. After, you know, I was out with heaps of kids, but we were doing good things. But my parents didn't care.
But the Beaumonts. Yes, that happened.
Look, the terrible one was Adelaide Oval. Adelaide Oval was the shocking one for me because I went to the footy every week as a little kid, and Joanne Ratcliffe, Kirsty Gordon got taken from Adelaide Oval. That really frightened all of us.
Yeah. I'd like to know statistically, is it any different in 2022 to what it was in, say, 1960? Or is it just spoken about more with the media and social media? And is it just spoken about more?
Yeah.
I think the media has a lot to answer for because there's a pressure for 24-hour news, and they know what sells because panicked parents are going to click on articles that trigger them and make them think about what's going to happen to my kids. So it is a sort of cycle of information's coming out, and we should be protective over our kids, but is that panic, you know, rational?
But do you think in the – was it Chloe? Sorry, Chloe? Yeah. But do you think the media helped in that situation? The fact that we need to find this little girl – report anything you've seen?
Absolutely. It definitely helped, but it probably increased a sort of national anxiety about the safety of children.
Yep.
That I don't know if it's right or fair to be that worried all the time about your kids.
Back in the good old days, there was a hell of a lot of cover-ups. Kids didn't speak about it. Parents didn't speak about it, did they?
True.
You know, what happened at schools? What happened at orphanages?
It's coming out now. You're right.
All of that's coming out. What happened at churches? All of that stuff. So it absolutely happened back then. If that happened now, I think, you know, your kids would speak up about it or your parents would be much more aware of it. But
it's also about how you tell your kids to talk to you about what's going on with them so that they feel comfortable if something happens to them. That they don't feel ashamed of it.
Look, here's a great example. Modern parenting, Roo, and I applaud you for sitting little Rosie down and talking about that. My parents would never have done that with me.
Yeah.
It was taboo, that sort of, you know, discussion.
But when we were speaking about that little Cleo that time, they said at that stage that if generally when someone takes them, they do murder them very quickly.
Yeah.
That's obviously what's happened here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad stuff. Cool.
104.7 Triple M's $10,000 vault.
Oh, 4, 6, 8, 2. Can you put them in the right order to win 10 grand?
Who have you got, Roo?
We've got Leilani here from Dover Gardens. I hope I've got that right. Have I?
Yes, you do.
Oh, well, that's a first.
What a beautiful name, Leilani. Now, do you meet many Leilanis in your life?
A few.
Yeah.
Not too many.
Okay. Is it a sort of family tradition, the name, or where did it come from?
It's actually a Hawaiian name.
Okay.
I got it from my nana's side.
Beautiful.
Oh, it means heavenly flowers.
Does it?
Heavenly flowers. That's correct. Beautiful.
I reckon Hoodoo Gurus have got a song called Leilani.
They do. Beautiful. Have you heard it?
Know that song, Leilani?
I think I have.
Yeah. All right. Let's try and win you $10,000. Here we go.
All right. 4, 6, 2, and 8.
Yep. Which order would you like them?
2, 4, 6, 8.
Ooh. Who do we appreciate?
Times tables.
You can't kick straight.
That's right.
You would have heard that.
All right. God. You're about to find out if you've just gotten $10,000, Leilani.
2, 4, 6, 8.
For 10 grand, Leilani of Dover Gardens.
Pin. Incorrect.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Sorry about that.
I tried.
Well done, Leilani.
All right, we've got 20 combinations left.
Oh, we have. Exactly right. All right.
2, 4, 6, 8. That's why you don't learn your times tables. That's what I've always said.
Okay. Good on you, Leilani.
Triple M. Ladies. Delving deep inside the mystery and wonder of the female mind.
The women run the country.
It's ruined its angels.
Yeah, the Angels are with us this morning for the first time in 2022. We've got our very own Loz and on the blower, Emma G. Good morning, Emma.
Hi, guys.
How was it back yesterday, the rush hour, back for the first time? How did you go? How do you control those three fellas?
You guys know I used to be a primary school teacher, right? managing a class full of 10-year-olds is easier than managing these three guys.
Yeah, I can imagine. What level would you try and compare them to? Are they above reception in year one, or are they up to year seven?
Yeah, probably around year one. Louis might be like a year two, three, but certainly Bird and Jar are there with play favorites. Year one.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Well, it's nice to have some female energy. I walked around the building looking for a woman this morning and I could not find one. So fantastic.
Thanks,
to have
Robbie.
You on. This is something that's come from you, Dits.
Yeah, look, I've got an email here. It's and I think this is a bit controversial myself, so I'm really keen, and she, in fact, is asking. I'll just call her B. I won't say her proper name, she says, because my friends will recognise me. So B says, Angels, I'd love your opinion. Recently, I was bridesmaid at my best friend's wedding, planning the hen's night, and my friend comes to me and says, B, no strippers, no sort of adult entertainment. And, of course, I went, why? That's what we do on hen's night. And she said, well, M, I won't name him either, M is the groom, has banned it at his buck show, and he's also banned it at our hen's night, and he's saying there's no adult entertainment allowed.
So the buck's banned it at his own.
Yeah, he did. He said, and he told his best man, from what I can read,
he didn't want
none
strippers.
Now, she's just saying, should... And this has been and gone, by the way, and nothing happened. She said, should he be allowed to do that? Do we respect him? Or do we say, bugger you, mate, it's our hen's night, and what you don't know doesn't sort of bother you. Emma G, what's the right thing to do in that situation?
Yeah, I don't think the groom should have a say at all. It's the bride's last hurrah. Like, she can go wild. I mean, it's not like we set out to do anything totally crazy. I mean, you know, the most hens have... the games, like the pin the towel on the donkey, and that it's not a towel and it's not a donkey. And but, you know, like the most crazy things I've probably seen at hens is like maybe tequila shots out of the stripper's belly button, or licking chocolate sauce off his body or something like that. It's a harmless fine. I don't think the groom should have a say at all. And, you know, if your groom is telling your bride how to party, I don't think you're in a very trusting relationship, and, you know, probably maybe you shouldn't be getting married.
Bit of a window into what's what that marriage is going to be like. I mean, not to stereotype or generalise, but I do think it's probably more usually the bucks show that gets that, you know, gets a little bit wild with the entertainment. That's just what I've heard.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I just
the men are a bit looser, are they?
Well, I mean, the ladies.
How dare you?
Are you going to contradict me?
Yes.
Okay. I think that the groom shouldn't be saying what's up, but I do think. I do think that you have to be respectful of, like, boundaries and parameters, but I think dictating that there should be no strippers is a little bit it's a little bit controlling and invasive. And I just, you know, what does he think she's going to do if you're worried that she's going to go home with the stripper?
I think that's been done before.
No names, please, Roo.
This is not rumour mill.
What do you think, Roo?
This is the angel.
I'd like to know.
No, well, I never said anything to my wife, and she never said anything to me.
Nah.
Right,
I would let them get on with it, because I agree. It's all harmless fun. At the end of the day,
and like, if you can't,
as Emma G explained,
yourself.
If you can't lick a strawberry out of a, you know, belly button, then you're bloody, what can you do? You know, Emma G, before you leave us, hey, congratulations! We're reading in the paper today you've won an award for your podcast. Tell us about it.
Thank you so much, guys. I'm pretty stoked. It's a national award, the Australian Podcast Awards, and I won gold.
Did you?
Amazing.
My podcast, Empower House. Thanks, guys. Yeah, so, you know, it just started as a little passion project, so pretty proud. Every episode I interview somebody who's a powerhouse in their field, you know, in the hope to inspire and empower others to go after their goals and become their best selves. So,
good on you.
Covering topics like, you know, self-esteem, confidence, anxiety, all really important things to discuss right
Amazing.
Now.
Amazing.
Gold medalist.
Yeah. Right.
And what's it called? Powerhouse.
Empower House.
Empower. As in M. Empower. It's
and the
a
other,
really
And the
fun,
other medal, of course,
title.
That she will win is for controlling those three clowns in the afternoon.
You'll need a gold medal for that.
You'll need counselling.
Good on you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, guys.
They are the Angels. And, of course, Emma G back with the Rush Hour, Roo, this afternoon.
4 till 6, Monday to Friday.
Is your squad tight and ready to get lit? Or can't you even? On Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz, it's time to play Who Wants to Be a Millennial?
Hey, just explain that to me first, about to get lit. What's
lit
happening
means like, probably a little bit tipsy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Or you could also say, oh, that's lit. You know, that's great.
You're on?
Oh. Yeah, you're on fire.
So that means
fire.
A couple like of things.
Yeah, it means it's sort of diverse, that one. Yeah,
so you're very confusing, you millennials. It can mean very ambiguous.
It is ambiguous. Yeah, wow. It is. But all that's right. Part of the thing. If you know, you know. You know, you gotta get it. All right, so we've got a couple of people on the line. They're going to be your phone to friends. They're going to help you while I quiz you and try and make the old farts young again. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got Jasmine from Para Vista. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning.
I'm going to give you to Roo.
Thanks, Jazz.
Bad luck, Jasmine.
Good on you, Jazz.
We're gonna come to you anytime he doesn't understand what I'm talking about, so we might hear from you a lot. We've got Ali from Green Acres. Good morning, Ali.
Good morning.
Okay. Sorry, Ali, you've got me. Sorry. What do you do, Ali?
I'm a school teacher.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So she knows.
You've heard everything.
Do the kids often surprise you, Ali, and say things that you just like, what is going on with the youth?
Pardon?
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
I think that's a yes.
Yes.
Now, and Jasmine, what do you do?
I'm a chef.
Good on you, Jazz.
Yep.
All right.
You hear it all in the kitchen. Okay, are we ready?
Jazz. Here we go. Get ready.
First question.
Name's your buzzer?
Name's your buzzer.
Yeah, yell out your names, by the way. Jasmine and Ali, that's your buzzer, okay?
No, we're pushing the buzzer.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Sorry, don't do that. Righto.
Okay.
Done well so far.
Question number one. What are jeggings?
I'm going to phone my friend Jazz here. I don't know what jeggings are. Do you know what they are, Jazz?
They're half jeans, half leggings.
That is correct.
That's why we phone a friend, Jazz.
Well, anyone can do that.
But you left the door open.
I could have done that.
Well, do it.
So what are they?
Half jeans, half leggings.
It's like leggings that look like jeans, that jean material.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, really, really tight jeans.
We'll just call them that then.
Well, that's what it is. It's a combination of jeggings.
All right. 1-0.
Right.
Okay. Question number two.
Mm-hmm.
If you ship two people, S-H-I-P, what does that mean?
Dits,
yep.
Now, I think it means, I'm sort of alluding to the fact here that you're shipping them off, shipping them out. So you're actually bumping them off. You're getting rhythm. But I might just ask Ali to help me out here. Ali of Green Acres. No. Ali.
Please don't ask me. I don't know.
You don't
Ali
know?
Doesn't
I reckon
know.
It's. I reckon it's you're going to bump them off. You're going to ship them out.
Okay. I understand why you would think that, and it is logical.
Mm.
That is incorrect.
Oh, fart. So do you know what it is?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Well, let's see. Does Jasmine know? Do you know what it is, Jasmine?
Jasmine, do you want to have a go?
I'm not sure on that one, no.
Okay. All right. So this is extra millennial. This is like top tier millennial. When you ship two people, it means you want them to get into a relationship.
Oh.
Do you facilitate it, do you?
Yeah, you can if you want, but it could be celebrities. Like there could be two celebrities and they're in a TV show together.
Yeah.
I really ship them. I really want them to be together.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I actually thought the same as you did.
I see why you'd mean that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one... It's sort of double entendre.
This is the decider, you know.
This is the decider.
Righto.
This word has a meaning in normal speak, but it's different in millennial speak.
Okay.
So just try and be creative, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why? When would you describe something as dank?
Right.
Out
of fashion.
Ooh, out of fashion.
Dits. You have. Well,
you're saying mine's wrong. Or?
Yeah, it is.
Well, apparently it is because
she didn't say anything.
You've done a dank. You've illegally injected someone.
You are
a Stephen.
You've done a Stephen.
Oh.
Stephen dank.
No. Hang on. What should we go?
Both incorrect. Let's go. You were the first to buzz in, Roo.
Jazz, can you help me?
Let's go to Jasmine. If something's dank, what does that mean?
If it's something really good, if it's awesome.
That is correct.
Oh, two zip.
Dank.
Thank you, Jazz.
That's dank.
One hell of a chef. Thank you. Well done, Jazz.
Are you allowed to tell us where you're a chef, Jasmine?
Currently not at the moment.
Okay.
Okay. So looking for somewhere.
Right,
there's plenty of places that need a chef. So.
The Alma needs a chef.
Yeah, good on you, Jazz.
Up for grabs.
Thanks, Ali.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ali. Good
luck. So Jazz gets a smart speaker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jazzy gets a smart speaker. We talk a lot in here, obviously, and off air as well. I don't know who was saying it, but a language pet peeve came up. Someone was saying the word like a lot.
Like.
Probably
like,
you.
Shut up. How dare you like say that about me? Like, it's a very common thing, particularly in younger people, and it really comes down to insecurity because you don't want to commit to something that you're saying, so you're saying it's like that.
It's a habit, surely.
She was like so angry at me. Hmm. She wasn't angry at you. She was like angry at you. Similar, but not quite the same. And it, I think it's about that.
So are you insecure?
Do I say it a lot?
Yeah, you do.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Your mum's told you that.
She tells me off when I do it. I try not to do it on air.
But you're not insecure.
I mean, that's a big question.
Like, yeah. That's a big question.
That's a big question. It's
what about the fact that, like...
You just said it.
We're going to start counting them.
It happens.
But commentators say certain things over and over. Yeah, there was a fella rang here one morning and told me what I say too much of.
What do you say?
And until he pointed it out, I didn't know. But and then we started taking the mickey out of it. But I could point to certain commentators and I know they've got a word that comes out all the time.
It's a crutch. Mm. It's a vocal crutch. And, it, you know...
Like,
Yes. Do you say a lot?
I don't know.
You don't say but you say
I don't know if I do or not, to be honest. But
lots of people have them. One of my big pet peeves is when people add a K to the end of a word that it doesn't need to be there.
Something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes my skin crawl. And I notice it every single time it happens. Well, and I don't know why it happens or where it comes from.
I've got one at the moment. And it's crept in about the last 2 years. The number of times you're hearing a discussion on radio, I reckon the sports commentators are the worst at it, and you'll make a big statement, and their response is, absolutely.
Spot on.
Spot on.
100%.
100%.
Yeah. In other words, they can't think of anything to say, and you'll come out with a great statement, and their best is... Absolutely.
Yeah.
What should they say?
Come up with an answer. Come up with a reply. Mm. Give me something.
You're right.
Well, so do you agree with me or not?
That's what I mean. You're right.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you want instead of spot on? Or
on
absolutely?
Absolutely.
On a level from 1 to 10, how conscious are you guys being right now about the language you're using?
I won't speak for the next five minutes.
Yeah. I'm not critical of people because I do often... butcher the English language, but I do get really frustrated with people that say like too often.
Mm-hmm. And you've got young kids too, so
yeah, so I'll pick them up because I think if I'm the only person that'll probably pick them up.
That's
their mates
true.
Are going to not pick them up, the teacher's not going to pick them up. Unfortunately, I have to be the bad cop.
Someone called me matey the other day.
No, you can't call a woman matey,
but I just think that word is just repulsive.
How you going, matey?
Matey, what? So that's one of my language pet peeves.
There's another one. There's one that I reckon's worse than that, champ. Thanks, champ.
Tiger. Sorry. Mate, chief.
Tiger's all right.
I've just got to get this off my chest. I think we're going to open the phone lines to let other people do it right now, but it is inconceivable to every single football commentator in the land that 97% of the players in the AFL are a superstar. Yeah. He's a superstar. She is a superstar. It's like,
what about
calling everyone a bloody superstar.
Well, everyone's a legend as well.
Yeah.
Legend way overused. I feel
better after
100%.
That. And we're talking about, language pet peeves. And Ditz, you've been pulled up in the past about certain... words that might get brought up during a football commentary.
A fella rang in one day and said that every time I say this certain word, they have to scull a beer. And he said, could I just slow it down a bit because they're all getting legless on Saturday listening to the footy. And the D's now. Kicks it to the goal square now. In the middle of the ground now. Kennedy Harris throwing now. A couple of metres around from the behind post. Kelly now on the end of some good work from Lynch. Throws down through Luke Brown. Oh, sorry, Garner.
Yeah,
All right. Now.
37 seconds left of that.
Kicks it to the front of the goal square.
All right.
Come on now.
I don't know how that bloke gets a job.
I know. Yeah. He's awful.
We've all got vocal crutches, and sometimes I say the word like too much, and my mum gets very mad at me, and, you know, it just happens. It happens. No one's above it, but we've got some people on the line. Roxanne from Henley Beach.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Roxanne.
Hello.
What's your language pet peeve?
ewes. I'm not a bloody sheep. I don't bleat. It drives me insane.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Guys.
Yes, ewes. Have a good day now.
I think I've probably said ewes.
We're off to a good start. Thanks, Roxanne from Henley Beach, who's a regular. We love Roxanne. We Lee do. At Para Hills, what's your peeve?
I've got two. Boar and brought when they mix them up.
Yes.
And when they say specifically instead of specifically.
Right. Okay.
I'm a bought and brought offender.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I don't think I listened real hard in English. Bought and brought. I reckon I only sort of half nailed that a couple of years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You said,
sorry, Lee.
You used to say brang.
Yeah, brang that.
Yeah,
brang that around. Yeah. I think I failed English.
Oh. I think that's, but the thing is that...
Well, you rang someone. Why wouldn't you bring and brang someone?
I know. English is a really tough language, and if you miss a week of school because you have the flu, you might miss out on how to use certain words that are very important.
I had a quinoa salad the other day.
We did.
Let's go to Littlehampton. G'day, Kelsey.
Morning.
What peeves you in the language?
So my partner's British and has a real issue with us saying the phrases like hot chip, chook, has an utter meltdown.
Oh, when
we really? Footy, he saw the phrase hot chip and he just goes on an absolute rant.
What's wrong with hot chips?
What does he call it?
Just chips. They have chips and crisps. So he just has a meltdown at how much he hates it. And he was
hot
like, nobody
chips.
Says chook. That's so tacky. You wouldn't go to the supermarket and ask for a hot chook.
Kelsey, cash him in.
Yeah.
Hey, just let him know where he is at the moment. He's in Australia.
Yeah.
Kelsey, no, he's in the UK.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Leave him there.
Door.
Hey, Kelsey, do you know the one thing I find? What if you go to the UK, a packet of chips, potato chips, they do call
crisps.
Yeah. I think it's the hardest word to say.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
It doesn't.
Especially at 4 a.m. after 3 bottles of wine.
You can have a hot chook and a cold chook, so you've got to describe what sort of chook you're having.
No, yeah. But she's saying about chips, though. We say hot chips. I suppose
instead
they are
of
hot,
just
aren't
chip.
They?
But
hot chips or...
But
yeah,
they call
got
them
potato
crisps.
Chips.
Yeah,
but
chips.
They call them crisps.
Yeah,
they call them crisps.
And instead of hot chips, they just say chips. Like,
that's
what it. They are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Righto, let's go to Wardy at Angle Vale. Wardy, which one peeves you?
Rude, it's Loz Hato. Good morning,
G'day,
all.
Good morning.
I agree with the G and the K thing. It's not something, it's something.
Yes.
Social media, than and then.
Yes.
They're two different words.
Yep.
But
yep,
what
yep.
really gets me is these ones.
Oh.
One cannot be plural.
Yeah.
It's these or it's one.
Yep.
Right.
God, we got an English professor on here.
Yeah, have you got a background in, really studying the language or what?
My mum's a teacher.
Oh, there you go. You've been bullied.
All right, these calls are good.
Yeah.
We'll take more of these ones right after.
Sorry,
Wardy, I was only taking them. We'll take more of these in just a moment.
As well, we don't want to get on our high horse and tell people off who maybe didn't have the best education, or it does depend on where you're educated, what state you come from and all that.
What family you grow up in, what's a priority for them?
That's exactly right. But if someone says something to me, I put a little notch next to their name in my head.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Why?
It just annoys me. That's it.
Yeah.
Vocal pet peeves. We've all got them.
Yep, absolutely. Right. Let's go to McGill. Mario, what do you got for us?
I hate the, when they call our country Australia, which should be Australia.
Okay.
All right.
That's controversial.
But isn't that, Mario, is it a bit of Aussie vernacular when we say it that way or not? Or do you think it's just laziness?
It's laziness. Mm. I hate it. I always see it, I hear it on TV and it annoys the crap out of me.
Australia. It's a bit boganish, isn't it?
It's a bit bogan.
Australia. Yeah. Good on you, Mario.
Done.
We're always trying to save time, though, Australians. We want to shorten things, and it's we're a bit lazy, I think. Mm. And I think that's just part of our culture, maybe.
Like we say, chook.
Chook.
Instead of chicken and maccas.
Started calling my friends chook.
Have
I don't
you?
Know if that's appropriate, but hey, chook, how you going?
Could be worse.
G'day, little chicken for kids.
All right.